This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcasters. Now, if you are someone who does listen in Sydney, then, you know, you would have probably heard the winner of The Secret Sound, Jessica.
Yeah. 31 years old, from Campbelltown, mum of three. Couldn't have gone to a better winner, but God, it was tense in the studio.
Can you imagine the party that's going to be happening in her hairdressing salon today?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a magical day for her family.
Free cuts for everybody. Free perms all round. Everybody going to perm.
Free perms.
Perms are back, Ed.
Well, because of the honey badger?
Yeah, probably. It's a good call.
Does he perm his hair or is it like that?
No, it's like that. He's just gone to see a specific curly hairdresser who's taught him how to do the right products and treatment to get the curls good. I can tell because I am a curly head person.
How does he explain having a moustache and it not being 1970?
I got no answer for that, Grant.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That's too far. Heaps on today.
Calm down.
Kira. Yeah, exactly. He means the combination.
Combination.
Yeah, he means the curly
your
hair.
Your moustache
yeah, that's what
beautiful.
He means.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hughesy. All sorts. Have a great podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
At 6 o'clock on the dot, Ed's here, Grant's here, and the lovely Ash London's here too.
Good morning, beautiful humans. Happy to be here, feeling good.
Look how fired up Ed Cavalli is this morning at the mere sight of just a couple of precious pictures from a book.
He's like
from his childhood.
He's so excited. He's like a child.
He's just yelling randomly at the television like a crazy man right now. At the boot!
Okay. Up the truck! That's what he actually said. Up the truck!
Well, listen, I'll up your trucks in a minute, you two, because it is the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake book.
Mm. Oh, my Lord.
Now, 38 years since it came out.
Yes.
38. Older than me.
Older than you, but we've all had experiences with the...
Obviously.
Yeah, sorry. Let's just go around the room. Favourite Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake.
Oh. Well, I definitely dreamed of the swimming pool, although my mum couldn't cook, so I had tuna mornay every night of my life. She didn't have the skill set for it.
Oh, well, this is now turning into the Sullivan, so can we move on?
Well, my mum's an art teacher.
Oh.
So I got a Woman's Weekly Cake every year. And you know, some people's mums did a shitty version of the swimming pool. They didn't put the jelly on top.
Yes.
Mum put the jelly.
That is.
It was so good.
I'm moving in.
Yeah. Linny G will make you one, Grant, don't you worry.
Actually, would she win?
Instead of four, can it be 40?
No worries.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The four cake with the flowers on it.
Yeah.
I had that as well.
You had that as well.
What did you have?
You've lucked out. My mum adapted one to make a football field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I want the swimming pool. And she's like, okay. And then on my birthday, it was a football field.
Oh,
and I went back to the book.
Oh.
Like, Wait a second.
There's no football field.
There's no football field. But I appreciated the effort. Holy moly, did anyone have the duck?
I never had the duck with the popcorn on its head. That's crap.
Didn't it have chips as lips, didn't
it? Yes, it did, Grant. Chips as lips.
Lips.
Like potato chips.
Yeah, potato
facing
chips.
Facing away from each other.
We didn't. That would not work. The boot was good. The boot was good. You're right. Because that was like a boot that was a house, like a miniature person's house.
Like that. It's from the nursery era. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. That's what that's from, isn't it?
Ah, well played.
I had no idea there was 106 different cakes in that book. It was rich.
And if I may add another fact, do you know, between 1980 and 2011, it sold more than a million copies?
Oh, my
despite
Lord.
The fact that for most of that time it was out of print.
Yes, that's
million,
right.
One in 24 Australians.
Well played.
And despite the fact that most of them were really unachievable.
Exactly.
What's her name? It was a Pamela Clark. She said that I swore a lot while making a lot of these.
The figure,
and she was a pro.
The figure eight racing car cake was an impossibility, but incredible. Hey, so 131060, what was your novelty cake you had as a child?
Yeah.
What was your novelty cake that
Maybe
you had?
Maybe your mum stuffed it up. What did it actually turn out like?
Oh, that's good. Let's start with that because I got good fun today. Passes to Comic-Con, Kingpin Bowling, the $250 to spend at GM Photography, races tickets. Let's get straight into it. 131060.
Oh, this cupboard's open.
Oh, yeah, when I'm around. Oh, yeah, when I'm around. It's all going out the door. Don't worry about that. 131060, what novelty cake did you have as a child? On 131060, the game is which novelty cake, double points if it was from the Women's Weekly cake book, did you have as a child? This is, it's all come back. The Women's Weekly cake book, if people don't know, it had so many, how many cakes? 100 and something cakes.
106.
106 amazing novelty cakes. And you took it to bed and you flicked through the ones to see what you wanted. One of the most elaborate ones was a tip truck. And here is the wonderful Pamela Clark, who collated the children's birthday book, talking about the tip truck.
Tip truck cake. Bitch of a cake. Don't make it.
What a legend. Pammy can stay. Bitch of a cake.
Oh, it was like a Bible. I think I looked at that book well before I could even learn to read. So I just sit there every single night just dreaming of my next birthday, wishing it along, hoping it would hurry up so I could get another cake.
I would put strips of paper as little bookmarks so I could go back and I'd whittle it down to my favourite cake.
That's great. So you would start with a long list and go to a short list.
Because my mum was the art teacher, so she would get it spot on, better than the book.
God, you lived a charmed life. That's
amazing. A charmed life.
And we were discussing the detail of the water in the pool, right? Which was clearly made of jelly.
Yeah.
So you had to be like a gun to be able to get a nice smooth water
finish. There's two options. For the non-initiated among us, you would have to make the green jelly, then get a fork through it to get into a kind of a mushy consistency, and then spoon it into the top of the cake to make the...
Yes.
My mother, on the other hand, is a freak of nature. She would make the jelly and then cut the exact right diameter circle into the jelly and then quickly transfer that into the cake so that it was just like a still winter's morning. Exactly. Oh. You could see your own reflection in the cake, Grant.
This is like an infinity pool. Yeah. That's incredible. Diane from Kellyville, which cake did you have?
I grew up and absolutely loved every year my mum made the perfect, I don't know whether you remember, the Dolly Varden cake.
Yeah, now this
beautiful
is...
princess cake.
This is when there was a, forgive me, Diane, if I'm getting this wrong, a real doll poking out of a sort of cake skirt.
Correct. So the biggest challenge was, which doll were you going to sacrifice to show?
And you had the marshmallow skirt. So heaven.
Fun. Thank you, Diane. Well played. Taylor from St. Helens Park, the novelty cake.
My mum, she made the Women's Weekly one. It was a jewelry box, and she didn't actually have the mirror to put onto it, so she went to my own jewelry box. She ripped out the mirror and stuck it on.
Yeah.
A real mirror.
Sacrificed
one for a fake one.
Oh, I'm looking
at it. Can I have a look?
Now.
I don't know that one.
So it's like a little treasure trove.
Oh, yes, that's right. So it's like as if it's been buried at the bottom of the ocean and pirates have found treasure in it. That's the best way to describe it. So David from Glebe. Dave.
Yes. I'm a twin and one of six boys, and naturally we all had to have a different cake every single time.
Oh, no. Come on, Dave. So what did you have?
We saw a train. The rocket ship was probably the best one my mum did.
Oh,
we saw the
rocket
swimming pool. We saw the duck.
The duck. Yep.
The duck.
Which one of your brothers had the duck?
Least favourite one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The ones with the tip, making sure they're facing the right way.
Oh, man. How good was it, Dave? How good was it?
It was very good. We'd be looking at it for a week leading up, trying to work out. And of course, like with me being a twin, of course, we'd want to pick the same one. And then we had to fight over which one we were going to change to.
So you got one cake between you or two of the same cake?
No. Two of the different cakes. Had to be different. My mum was always very, very insisting that we were very independent. Yeah.
Thank you, Mum. Well played, mate. That's great. Everyone's won a prize. You can talk off air about what you want. Of course, if you're thinking about making the tip truck for your child, let's hear what Pam thinks of it.
Tip truck cake. Bitch of a cake. Don't make it.
Don't do it, Hal.
Joined in studio, the ambassador of the Heartbreak Pizza. It's now available at Epic Pizza in Darlinghurst or Drummoyne for Deliveroo customers up until the 16th of September. The Heartbreak Pizza relates to our guest, Kira. Good morning, Kira Maguire. Nice to see you again.
Hi.
Hi, Kira.
We're okay. Now, when I'm reading this, the Heartbreak Pizza, you and Jared have broken up. Is it heartbreak?
I mean, it was. I feel like I've had a little bit of time to, you know, it's been 4 weeks, so I haven't moved on. I've just had time to accept it. So I've gotten over the whole, crying every night, you know, losing sleep.
Really? Yeah. How long
losing before, a few kilos.
How long before you actually put a bra on? Because I remember when I had just was no bra zone and they were getting saggier and I thought,
to be honest with you, I didn't really monitor the bra situation, okay. Mainly because I don't need one, but that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Bit of fun. Bit of fun, Kira.
Bit of PG rated people.
Oh, Kira, the whole country watched you fall in love on our TV screens. We're so excited for you. What? You know,
well, The Bachelor in Paradise, happened? Only one relationship came out of it. You and Jared came into this very studio, I think in February, I can't remember when it was.
Yeah.
And you walked out and I said, those guys are in a proper relationship.
Yeah.
And you were.
And we were. And that's the thing. So, but I think what happens is when, and obviously going into reality TV, you should be prepared for this, but you can never be prepared to have your life so publicly displayed. There's so much pressure that you just have no idea is about to come. And we really struggled with it. There was so much outside pressure of us to be this perfect couple.
Right.
That anytime there were any problems in our relationship, it was so heightened to the point where we're like, we shouldn't be fighting. Like, yeah. we're perfect.
People take it, when you would go out on dates,
yeah.
People asking for photos, a lot of selfies, a lot of that type of deal, a lot of people sort of filming you when you weren't watching, that
yeah,
type of deal.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, but more so through the social media platform. So, like, there'd be people where you hadn't posted for like a week and they'd be like, oh my God, have you broken up with Jared? Why aren't you guys posting?
These are people you don't know in real life.
No, you don't know them, but at the same time, Instagram is a platform that you can communicate with your followers. But, there was a lot of pressure, and that was one of the things that really...
Well, he said that you were Instagram obsessed, though.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it all comes hand in hand, though. Like, I think that what he meant was, and he's not very good at articulating old Jared.
Jared.
I think what he meant was that, you know, the pressure from the followers...
But are you on it all the time? Be honest with yourself.
Honest,
are you on Instagram
all
the time?
I feel like it is it's a part of my business. No, so it is like, what I do. So I am on it more so than, you know, your regular Joe, maybe. I don't know, am I?
I'm on it all the time. Do you find sometimes that you're on it and then you check Instagram, then you check emails and Facebook, and then instead of putting your phone away...
You go around
you
again.
You go straight back to Instagram again.
It's like an automatic thing. You pick up phone and you're like, Instagram, emails. But the thing is, I'm constantly on my phone because my emails are on my phone. I'm always negotiating deals. Like, I don't ever really stop using my phone.
Kira, is it really the problem? Do you think that's just a handy excuse for him?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it was a part of it. It wasn't the whole problem. And the thing for me is that I was, you know, like there were obviously other things that were going on, which...
He's a mummy's boy?
Yeah, you got to keep... I think for me, you got to keep...
Is he a mummy's boy?
Well, I mean, do we really need to ask that question?
Yes, we do. Is Jared
a mummy's boy? Eyes just got really big.
Can I just say, I mean... Well, he spends a lot of time with his mum because they've got the family home in Melbourne and then the winery.
Yep.
And the parents live on the winery.
Yep.
So when he's there, he does spend a lot of time with her. And that's just the circumstance.
That's nice, I guess. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
But?
But for me, as a 32-year-old woman, I'm kind of, you know, wanting to have my own independent life and relationship outside of that. So there was a lot of pressure for me to go to the farm, but then it was like, if I go to the farm, hang out with your mum, and I'm not really like, it's not like...
Right, it's not alone time. Yes. You're going to the farm, and it's mum and son and you time. You're third wheeling with Jared and his mum.
Third wheeling.
And even if they make themselves scarce, like my in-laws did, you guys have some alone time. We'll just be in our room.
Wink, wink.
If you even if there's quiet, they're in the same premises.
Exactly.
It feels weird.
But
how about
exactly.
This?
But I did love them. They were beautiful and they were very welcoming. So I have
my father-in-law came on my honeymoon unannounced.
No, that's
what?
Not.
Oh
true.
My God. Okay, I have problems.
He just showed up. He just showed up, and when I protested, he looked at me. And said, "It's a family honeymoon."
No.
Not a thing.
How have we moved forward from this situation?
Oh, he's in the studio. He's going to hang out. Kira, good luck. Hey, the Heartbreak Pizza, available at Epic Pizza, Darlinghurst, Des Moines. Deliveroo customers up until 16th of September. You still looking for love, Kira? Do you still believe in love, Kira?
Look, obviously I do, but yeah.
Wait, I need a moment with Kira. Hold my hand, babe. Hold my hand.
You're holding hands.
I'll tell you a story. Okay. About 3 years ago, I had a breakup and I was 30 years old. I thought, I'm never going to be happy again. My life's over. Just didn't wear a bra, lots of tears. And then I just took some time. And then when I least expected it, do you know what happened?
You found somebody.
The best man in the world just walked into the room. Boom. Married. Living my best life.
Yeah.
When you least expect it. Be blessed. You've got this, baby girl. You've got this.
I know. I feel like I do got this.
And that man's, and that man's name for Ash London, that man's name was Warwick Kappa.
Warwick Kappa. Yeah. Really?
Really?
Good work, Kira.
I'm so sorry.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Are you ready?
The feed.
Now, guys, I'm going to need the 16th of October to the 31st of October off the show. I'm sorry to tell you on air without any notice. Yes,
it's a long period of time.
Friends of mine will know that I have every intention of becoming best friends with one Meghan Markle. So I'm going to need the whole 2 weeks off. They are officially coming. And of all of the places in Australia they're going, yes, they're going to some of the big cities. They're going to Sydney. They're going to Melbourne. Guess where else they're going, guys, on Wednesday the 17th of October?
The Big Prawn.
Close. They're going to Dubbo.
Yeah, why are they Dubboing? What's
they might go to the zoo, mate.
Yeah, the zoo is so good. Well, the Queen's already been there. She went in 92 and back in 54. So maybe it's a continuing that sort of a tradition.
They've got
something going with the people of the Dub. And they think that this part of the trip is going to focus on drought and wildlife conservation, which is two things closer to there. Come
maybe
to the Invictus Games.
She might give birth there.
She's not pregnant, mate. Get off it. Get off. You're better than this, mate. Have some journalistic integrity.
Sorry. All right.
They're coming. We're all excited. I'm also excited to see the new film that Lady Gaga is in with Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born. Critics are raving about this. It got an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. Yeah, it is big. Because, Daniel, you would have been to a lot of movie premieres. Think about it. It finishes. 8 minutes is a long time, isn't it?
You got to clap the whole time. You have red hands.
Red hands.
You're just going, God, I really should have had a sip of my Coke before I stood up because now I'm thirsty.
Absolutely. Toilet break to halfway through the standing ovation to come back and finish the standing ovation.
I don't think anything deserves 8 minutes of standing ovation.
I'll agree. Especially not a film.
Not a movie because they're not there, guys.
Lives, are they?
Yeah, they're not there. Everyone involved.
You're right. Who are you doing it for if they're not there?
I remember I saw Star Wars at the Double Bay Twin Cinema for episode one at midnight screening.
Sorry,
that was weird. So I heard something. And the movie got delayed because there was a lightsaber fight at the start between two of the patrons.
Oh, good.
And at the end, people were giving a standing ovation to a movie screen. And I was thinking to myself, it's got to be a better way to spend my time.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga starring it together, and Bradley Cooper is a director. These guys have become best friends. It is so beautiful to watch. Take a listen to this, and then take a listen at the end. Gaga's crying, guys.
I'm just so glad God gave her the talent that she has, and he chose her, because that's quite a vessel to go through, because it's really what you do with it, and she's such a beautiful human being.
Who are you? Thank you.
It's true.
Oh, he's laying it on thick.
I prefer the Hangover Cooper.
Oh, no.
I'd go to the Hangover 3 over this film.
Oh, God. That's next level, Denya.
Oh, all right. Bomb.
Yesterday on the show, we discussed Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
Same person.
They're not the same person. They're two very different artists, but they did have a bit of a scuffle at New York Fashion Week. A shoe was thrown, and people were wondering whether Nicki was going to press charges against Cardi B.
Give us a break.
She's not pressing charges.
Did she get the shoe back? Because those things probably worth like 10 grand.
Yeah, and it was definitely borrowed from a PR company. Cardi B ain't paying that money for that shoe. So they can chase it. That's the risk you take when you lend a pair of heels to a rapper.
That is true.
Might get thrown at someone.
Thank you very much. I once lost a gold chain to 2 Chainz back when he was known as 1 Chain.
2 Chainz. God, I love 2 Chainz. And finally, this is a really wonderful story. So there is an Australian, she's South Sudanese. She was born there, grew up in Australia. And she was on, what's that show?
Australia's Next Top Model.
Back in 2013. Her name is Ducky Thott. Mm. She has just found out that she will be walking the runway for Victoria's Secret, which is the pinnacle for every model. But take a listen to the reaction when she found out.
Yes! You're lying! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Wow! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, sounds like amazing. The nanny, don't you think?
She's a bit of Drescher.
Fran Drescher showing through there.
That's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, very happy for her.
There you go. That's today's feed. I hope you learned something, beautiful humans.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
At 8 minutes past seven, $10,000 up for grabs. Grant Denyer.
We got Archie from Freshwater on the line. 11-year-old Archie, you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. You enjoying the fact that it's getting a little bit warmer out there? 23 today in the city, 27 in the west.
It'll be awesome. It means I can probably go for a surf after school.
Good on you, Arch. You're an outdoors type of guy. No Fortnite for you, eh, Arch?
I still play a little bit, but not
that much. You've got to lose,
Ian Kelly. Got to have a balanced life, Arch. Fair play.
Yeah. Not disconnected from the world. Righto, Archie, let's see if we can get you some money right now, mate. 30 okay. seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter J today. J. For jellyfish, okay?
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand if we can get them all. If you don't know an answer, just say pass and then we'll move on to the next one.
Is that okay if I can say skip?
Yes, you can say skip today, buddy.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
I love this kid.
Oh, she's the best.
We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. And remember, your letter is J, Archie. Best of luck. Here we go.
Yep.
Name a month in summer.
January.
A girl's name.
Juliana.
Something a clown does.
Pass.
Something you drink.
Juice.
A planet.
Jupiter.
An item of clothing.
Pass.
A lolly.
Tubes.
Something you do when skipping.
Jumping around.
A place wild animals live.
Skip.
There we go. Good work, Arch. Just judges. Yeah. $600, buddy. $600.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey. Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Get yourself a new surfboard. Get out there and rip it up, man.
Yes.
Good on you, Arch. $600
so
bucks.
Much. Yeah. Yes,
it's a good day in Archie's life. He's a great guy.
What a legend.
Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier's Get Back on the Horse. Escape to the Everest Carnival at Devonley Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Now, I have had my in-laws with me for a week, so I think I understand what it's like when married couples get into a bit of a rut and find themselves not having the same sort of romance they had as newlyweds. Hopefully I'll be rectifying that tonight.
Oh, when you say romance, do you mean just
romance,
candlelit
mate.
Dinners?
No, I mean more just like the sexy times.
Okay. And as you know, and kids, and they throw everything in the mix, and I think that's what we have today. Yeah. Today we're joined by Kylie from Quakers Hill. Hello, Kylie.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, who needs to get back on the horse in many different ways?
My husband does. He really needs it.
All right.
Now, what's the story?
Look, we've been together 11 years, and before kids, everything was wonderful. It was all, you know, just about him and I. Mm. And he works really hard. He's an amazing husband and dad, but some areas he needs some help in. Our intimacy, well, that's non-existent at the moment. He always falls asleep on the lounge. We don't go out. And I'm really bored. I need my husband back.
Is he just tired, Kylie? Is it just the pressures of life getting to your husband, do you think?
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, it'd be nice to feel like a priority again.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's understandable. You deserve it.
Craig, Kylie's husband, Craig. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you doing?
We're okay, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Wondering what my wife signed me up for.
Well, your wife has kicked it off really positively. She said you're an amazing husband. She loves being married to you. You're a great dad and you work really, really hard, which is so fantastic. But she's saying maybe she needs a bit of pizzazz injected back in.
She wants more Craig, mate. She wants more Craig in her life.
The sea dog.
Yeah. I guess, you know, working long hours, you know, I get home, then it's time to be dad, and then there's no husband left, you know?
Yeah, mate, that's true. I get that. You got two boys, 9 and 5. That's a hectic household you got to try and keep on top of. So sometimes you need a nudge, yeah?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do. Now, Craig and Kylie, we're going to send you guys both. You're going off the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill Gardens. There you go. So you're going to the races, and you got $1,000. You got $1,000 cash each.
Ooh.
Oh,
so
wow. So we want you guys to use this as the spark to reignite that spark. That's Craig, right. We know you're up for it. Can you do that for us, buddy? Can you take your wife out for an amazing day at the races?
Definitely. I'll make it a day she won't forget.
Yes. And promise us you won't fall asleep on the couch at the end.
Definitely no couch surfing that night.
No, yes. That's my man. All right, excellent work. Escape to the Everest Carnival at the Bordley Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rose Hill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. If you know someone that needs to get back on the horse, let us know. Yes. Todayfm.com.au. It's 21 minutes past 7. We thank Kylie and Craig for getting involved. In a moment, we're going into the world that I know nothing about.
This is the world. It is.
It's two things I don't have in my life. Yeah. A dog and Instagram.
Oh, God. It's the two biggest, possibly only joys of my life. My dog and Instagram. Oh, God.
Many people in this team have Instagram accounts for their dogs.
You're saying it wrong. The correct wording is many people in this team have dogs who have their own Instagram. The dogs have the Instagrams. We are merely spectators. Yeah, Honey's Instagram.
Yeah, but she's Instagram asked for it. Format. She signed it up with a little pause.
With a little pause. Exactly.
You, if you have this in your life, 131060, do you have, okay, does your dog have an Instagram, their own Instagram account?
Yeah.
Ash London.
Yes. Yes, my dog Honey does have an Instagram account because she's a prodigy. I love her so much. I'm kind of her stepmother. So it was my partner's dog and I came into the relationship. But then magically, about 2 weeks after I arrived in the family home, Honey had managed, without opposable thumbs, to make herself an Instagram at Honey DeHound. She now has over 1,700 followers. It's
good
wonderful.
Girl.
She's absolutely incredible.
What type of dog?
She is a rescue greyhound. And can I say, while we're on the topic, if you are looking to get a dog, do not go to a dog shop or rescue a dog. There are so many dogs that need homes. And Grant, I just saw your little, is it Princess Popcorn? Did you
Princess
name your
Popping
dog that?
Popcorn is her full name. She just constantly lives in fear of Scout, who is 2 years old and likes to do random things to her.
But she hasn't managed to make herself an Instagram account yet.
No, look, I got to be honest, I don't get it. I don't get why you would do that. I don't know why you would follow that.
I'm getting a lot of judgment towards my dog from both yourself and
I'm just saying I don't understand.
Morning.
Explain it to me.
Okay, well, for me, the love of Honey is, and the joy that I get from Honey Girl is so great that I feel like the rest of the world should be in on it. And two of our producers completely understand. I know that I'm, it's two against one at the moment. We'll bring in Sexy Vi-Vi, Violet. Now, hello, darling. I know you've got a chow chow. Cost you an arm and a leg.
Yes. King underscore the underscore chow.
Already in.
Get it in there.
Straight in. Getting the followers. Now, just tell a bit, how much did it cost for you to get the dog?
A lot of money.
Okay. She doesn't want to admit
actual figure, please.
$4,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So when you made an account for King, did you think, hey, this dog has cost me so much money, at least if I can get some free dog food or something,
it's gonna
take away some of this outlay?
That's exactly what I did, but then I just got lazy and now it's just for his fans.
For four grand.
His fans.
He's got fans.
It's a very cute
How many
chow
followers
chow.
Does the chow have?
He's got over 1,000.
That's not many, though. That's not
well,
many, is it?
I'm not as active as Ash, so...
As Honey, you mean.
Yeah, as Honey.
So what sort of poses in? I'd imagine for $4,000, I don't know, Pooh's gold nuggets? What sort of things does it do on the gram?
He dresses up. He loves to dress up. He loves to dress up.
Mm. The picture I'm seeing is just a dog sitting on a couch, I'll be honest.
No, that's one
it's
of
not, it's not
a
great.
Few.
It's seductively sitting, though. It's saucy number.
King is so cute that he doesn't have to do anything because it's just all fluff. Yeah, with a tiny pair of eyes.
Certainly doing nothing. So let's move on to our other producer, Maxie.
Yes, I'm also guilty of having a pet who has an Instagram account, Freddie the Frankfurt. Freddie the sausage dog was already taken. But, I feel a bit. I paid $4,000 for my dog. It's about a tenth of the size of yours.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's dogs are expensive. We know that. So Freddie the Frankfurt is a miniature dachshund. I'm looking at the photos now. I mean, there's nothing going on. How many followers does this dog have?
Look, he does it for the love of Instagram. It's not about the followers. He's only got, 100.
I've got it. It's 168.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a fail.
Look,
that
is. He keeps on asking me to manage it for him. I've been a bit lazy. Lots of pictures of him sleeping.
That is a hang on. So pictures of a dog sleeping. That is that why Instagram was created? All right,
I think so. I think I figured out what this is. This is basically 2018's version of an Ann Getty's calendar.
Yeah,
you remember we used to punish our children and we used to put them in pumpkins and put flowers on their heads and then that used to be a thing? Now it's just we've replaced kids with pets.
Yeah, there's a lot of dressed up pets. Now, you guys aren't alone. Oh, this is unbelievable. Justin from Lily Pilly. Justin.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Yeah, well, who's got an Instagram account?
Me and my sister for our two blue stuffies.
Oh, okay. Gorgeous. What are their names? How many followers do they have?
Toko and Nala, and they got about, I think it's over 2,000, just under
Ooh,
three.
That's good.
That's nearly dog-fluencer levels.
Dog-fluencer.
Yeah.
And do you dress them up? Like, do they do, like, classic scenes from movies, like Titanic or anything?
No, nothing like that. It's just their day-to-day activities. Like, I go away, I take the dogs away camping up in the bush and stuff like that, and then take them out in the boat and... Christmas photos, heaps of birthday, little Christmas pieces.
There it is.
Oh, I'm looking now at the account. Okay. Oh, they're snuggling together.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, Grant. How cute that
is. Do they ever slide into another dog's DMs? Like, is that how it works now?
I think Toto's been up in a month a little bit.
Really? Wow. Now, thank you, Justin. Jared from Appen. Jared, you've got a dog. What type is it?
I have two Aussie Bulldogs.
Yep. And?
And they have a Vinx Aussie Bulldogs Instagram page.
And?
They have probably 500 followers.
That's pretty
sick. And their most famous follower is Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher follows your dogs.
That's good.
I'll pay that. Honey hasn't got any famous followers.
And do you... the most famous dog on Instagram I'm reading here is Kylie Jenner's dogs, Norman and Bambi. They have 457,000 Instagram followers.
That's ridiculous.
I follow Pistol and Boo.
is Barnaby a follower?
No, he's not. It's just them inside a crate getting shipped back to America. Them in court. defending
you
themselves.
You hate dogs, don't you? You hate dogs, Ed Cavalier.
Are you on board now, Cavalier?
This is the dumbest thing I've seen. In a long time.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
The block is going off. It continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. And the big controversy has been about this pool that Norm and Jess were attempting to put on the penthouse, which would have made their place just way much better. I'll start that again.
It would have gone for way above the reserve, getting them more money, giving them more of a chance to win the block.
Thank you. And some of the only people with the guts to stand up to this kind of cheating was our friends Hayden and Sarah. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Now, Sarah, you agree with me that putting a pool in is cheating, correct?
Oh, it's not cheating, but look, there was a whole bunch of factors behind it.
Definitely an advantage, that's for sure.
Yeah, it would have been an advantage.
And is it true? So last night there was a vote and you guys voted against the pool.
Yep.
And.
Well, we said no to her face, really. Like, nah. So
yeah, that's true.
No cheesy pool parties at this block.
No way. It's too classy.
Now, but then in the episode we saw that Norm and Jess didn't even ever really want to have the pool.
Didn't have the money for it.
What time wasters. Seriously.
Yes.
What a waste of time. We could have been doing so many other things on the block. Instead, we were wasting our time making a vote that didn't even count.
Even Scotty had to make an appearance, you know. He wasn't there every day.
Scotty had to come down from the green room. Now, in TV land, like watching that back, that was maybe 5 minutes watching the vote. But really, how much time out of your day was taken up going, like getting the camera setting, having the actual conversation?
Oh, that was probably about 2 hours, I reckon.
Which is work time. That's taking away from time that you need.
And it was only not just that time, but there was all the footage previous to that. So
Of course, all the arguing about it and thinking. And when did you, Grant?
It's true. You only found out when you were watching last night that they'd never had the money in the first place and they'd strung you all along. What? You must have been screaming at the television.
Oh, look, if she had just asked us where our alliance was, we actually would have said it just to her face. We've always been upfront and honest. So I don't understand why she had to do something like that just to find out where her alliances were. And I mean, that's just real game playing, to be honest.
But we were definitely upset. Sara was screaming around the lounge room.
No, I wasn't.
Were you screaming or were you not?
What
screaming.
Was she saying, Hayden? What
I was screaming at him for not getting Harlow into bed.
This carries on from Sunday night where you guys were really getting fired up. And then someone even dropped the D word. Someone dropped divorce on Sunday night.
What?
It's divorce. You've seen the comments. It was all over the door. Divorce.
That's a good one. All right. As we're heading sort of closer towards the finish line, and you guys obviously don't know because the auctions still haven't been done yet. I got to be honest. I feel as though you guys had some troubles and then you guys had the heart to hearts and now you've got some good scores and things are coming back your way. Is your apartment the best or not? Looking at it objectively.
You mean fully completed?
Yep. When it's done, is yours the best on the block?
Look, we really love ours. I mean, I don't know if it's the best. It kind of differs to everyone's opinion. But we think we've got...
It's definitely got character. I mean, it was built by Hayden and Sara.
Yeah.
And which is the worst? Who has the worst?
Who has the worst?
It's hard to say. Everyone's different.
Yes, you can. What we can say
is that a lot of the other apartments are very white.
Ours is very different compared to everyone else's. So, you know, that one person or those two people that are trying to fight it out for something different rather than your cookie cutter apartment. Cookie that's what we're looking for. So
cookie cutter, that seems like a dig. Yeah, that feels like a dig at Norman Jess.
No, that's not.
You heard it here first. Hayden and Sara said Norman Jess's apartment is terrible. It looks like an asylum. It's back tonight, 7:30, Channel 9. Hayden, Sara, see you soon, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
$86,000. $86,000. Ed, Grant, Ash London here. Let's hear the sound.
Ash, you've had 24 hours.
I was lying in bed last night just thinking about the sound.
Okay, good. Now that we ruled out that's that squishy thing inside your head, it's not that.
It's
the noise that your ear makes when you clench your jaw.
When I swallow, because there's always a bit of fluid in my eustachian tube. Thank you for bringing it up, Grant.
What about now?
I still don't know.
So, Kimmy, our executive producer, she has guessed the secret sound, so she's also the holder of the clue, which is...
It's stationary related.
Beautifully delivered.
Thank you, Grant.
Do you know what I keep imagining after you saying stationary related? In my mind, I'm just walking the aisles of Officeworks.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad place.
What about the stationary cupboard at Works?
Yeah, I love everyone's got one of those.
Yeah, but with ours, there's all the free stuff in there. And, you know, my pass got changed so that I wasn't allowed in the stationary cupboard anymore because I was stealing too many Artline pens. Still filthy about it.
Well, you are a thief.
I am one, but I work at the company, Grant Daniel.
How many do you need?
But I lose them. I was getting maybe 6 or 7 a week. So I scanned in one day, and I was like, "Are you joking me?"
Yeah, they have the same thing with Grant Daniel in the vending machine. He steals M&Ms. So, Pina from Campbelltown.
Hello.
Here's the sound. Oh, you were laughed over it one more time.
Sorry.
This is for $86,000. What do you believe it is?
I think it's tearing a piece of masking tape.
Off what?
Off, like, you know, the roll, just tearing a piece.
Off the roll, yep.
Ah, yeah. I see, Peter.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, right, yep. Yeah, no, sorry. No. I get what you're saying, but it's incorrect. Sorry, Peter.
I was like, yeah, no. Richard's from Cronulla. Now, Richard, it's $86,000. What do you think the sound is?
Yes, it is. I think that it's pulling a piece of blue tack off one of the strips of blue tack, and when it separates, it makes that ripping noise.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I can envision that. Richard?
Do you want to say that again, Richard, please?
So it's stretching apart the blue tack off a strip of blue tack, and when you rip it apart, it's very fibrous, but it's that ripping noise.
Fibrous?
Richard.
We are waiting. We're for an adjudication. We are adjudicators are hanging around, sort of looking at each other.
I'm going to pull my pants in a second.
And I just need to make sure that the adjudicators are across it. And we're still waiting for these adjudicators. Richard, this is the longest we've ever gone. This is... Let me hear the sound one more time, please.
What clarification do you want?
All right.
I mean, this is, it's a lot of money. Okay. And we
it
have
is
to be
such a lot of is money. Is this going to be a U2 day?
My palms are always sweaty.
Okay.
Is this a U2 day? Is it?
So this is.
Oh, he's made a music reference. I respect that.
Another 80.
That's good.
Let's go again. $86,000 up for grabs. This is the sound. Full answer, please, Richard from Cronulla.
Okay, so when you have a strip of blue tack, getting it out of the packet, and you're pulling off a piece of blue tack from that strip, when you tear it apart, it makes that fibrous ripping sound.
Richard, I loved your answer so much.
Until it pulls off.
$86,000, Richard, you are incorrect. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I'm out of here.
What could be coming off?
I'm sorry, Richard. You've been cut off in case you say something else, guess-wise. That was genuinely tense, Richard. There were two people on the phone and other people staring at each other. I don't know what that was about because I don't know the answer. All I know is that that was the most hectic we've had so far.
Wow. Okay.
That was stationary-related, wasn't it?
It is. Yep. Yeah, it sure was.
Definitely fits the category.
If you'll indulge me, friends.
Yeah.
Today is the birthday, the first birthday of my son, Arnold.
Yay! Thank
you very much.
Love Arnold.
Little champion, that little face, those cute little head.
His stupid head. And then and on the phone is my wife and the mother of young Arnold, founder of TiffXO.com. Tiff, good morning, darling.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, you've been happy sending... birthday. Can I say, before we talk about Arnie, happy birthday to you, Tiff. You're the one that did the hard work. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Ed and I, not only did I find out in this first year that I have the most beautiful baby, but I also found out I have the most wonderful husband. Oh, he's very emotional. He was so supportive. He was really supportive and it wasn't easy. Sorry.
That was 8 seconds it took you to cry, Tiff.
But he was so beautiful. He, helped me with the breastfeeding. He didn't help me, but he was supportive of it. Aww. Any women out there know it's not easy, and he was there, and he also helped so much with me wanting to work and supporting that decision and helping me. So, Ed, thank you.
Your response, Ed?
Yeah, I want a response.
There's something in my eye. The air conditioning in here is too hot. Darling, look, well done to you. You're a most incredible mother. You just did such an incredible job with our gorgeous little boy. And to all the mothers out there, listen,
all the
straight up. Hey, you know what today? If you've got a young child, or even if you don't, if you've got a child, just take a moment to think about the mother of that child and everything that they've done, you know?
The families, the moms, the different kinds of families out there, the moms doing it on their own. I just have the biggest respect for all the child carers out there. And I think today what's really hit home is that the days are really long. Repetitive of changing nappy, feeding the babies, cleaning the high chair, it's repetitive and the days are short. Yep. The days are very long, but the years are short. And this year has just flown by. Yeah. And I just can't believe it, Ed, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of us and our little blonde-headed, big blue-eyed baby who is just the bee's knees. He's beautiful. So thank you for Arnie, Ed. Thank you.
Oh, I love
This is family goals, guys. Family goals.
Family, adopt me.
We can do it, man. We can do it. We got bonnets. It'll fit. We got everything you need. All right, darling.
Congratulations, guys. That was absolutely stunningly beautiful. Well said, the both of you.
Thanks, sweetheart. Lovely to see you. TiffXO.com, of course. And why not get involved?
Love everything.
All right, we're out. Can we see you soon, sweetheart? All right.
Bye. Bye.
God, that was not what we were
Guys,
to
I want to be a mom. I want to do it.
Do you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Would you mind conceiving live on air? That would really help us out.
we'll ask Adrian.
Yeah, webcam.
Mike's in the bedroom.
Oh,
too far, Grant.
Okay, back it off.
We were having a nice time. Joined now by the man in the afternoons with Katie Langbrook. Hughesy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. And Ash London, who we used to hand the baton over to in the evenings, is now sitting in there with you guys.
Yeah. And can I say, thank you so much. You're always so lovely to me handing that baton over.
Mm.
Always so encouraging. Love you guys.
get out on time, where I'd go, let's do an extra break, and they'd go, no, Ash is coming up. I'd say, of course she is.
Yeah, I've got to play some Justin Bieber for the people.
Dave Hughes, why are you dodging the real issues that you are now best friends with Donald Trump?
Best friends is a stretch. I think I'm a confidant. I won't deny that.
You are. You're the new Stormy Daniels.
Ooh. Wow. I wouldn't mind some of her hush money, I tell you. I can be as quiet as for as long as you like, Donald. His lips are sealed. So, Donald Trump did. He did. Give me
a
shout out.
Let me read the tweet. This is from Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump. Dave Hughes is running for Congress in the great state of Minnesota. He will help accomplish our America First policies. Strong on crime, the border, our Second Amendment, trade, military, and vets. Running against, and then blah, 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 liberal puppet. Dave has my total endorsement.
Oh, that's nice, Dave.
Dave Hughes has the total endorsement of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I did have a go at him saying, mate, proofread your tweets. I couldn't care less about the Second Amendment. Put a T on the end of it, Donald, if you're going to talk about me. So, yeah, look, it's
Have you seen an increase in traffic towards you?
Yeah, I got a blue tick from America only yesterday. I was a guy with a blue tick who's I'm pretty sure he's not aware of the comedy stylings of Australia's own Dave Hughes, but he's followed me on Twitter, so I'm going to try to infiltrate him, whoever he is. He's a sports guy. He's got 30,000 followers over there.
Right.
So, yeah, this sort of thing is happening, and I appreciate it. So,
what's the first thing you'll do, mate, when America votes you in, gets you in, into Congress?
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to ban bullets. So if people can keep their guns, but the bullets have got to go. So,
That'll work.
Hey, because guns don't kill people. Bullets kill people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now you're sounding like that politician.
Thank you. Yes.
Can I ask you, what was the name of the guy 2 weeks ago that was the American guy who was called Peter Dutton?
Oh, yeah.
He's coming out to do a tour. He's coming to Australia to do a tour. Why can't we do an exchange program? Why don't we do a Peter Dutton, Dave Hughes political exchange program between America and Australia?
He can live here for a couple of weeks. I can live in his house. I really like what you're saying there. And this could be my breakthrough in America. I've been wanting it for years. To the Netflix people, are they onto this? Because this is my chance to get a Netflix special.
It's time for you to make America great again, Hughesy. I agree.
Look, America needs me. I really think, guys. I really think
America
that I can.
Needs
they
me.
Do, man. You know that.
What do they need you to do?
To be Hughesy in America.
All right. 8:37. Good luck tonight. It is Hughesy and Kate from 4:30 until he gets picked up by America.
Exactly. Then I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
What is that sound? Here it is. $86,000.
My brother is listening from Singapore right now, streaming on the Hit app. He's texted me a guess. He's emotionally invested into this. I don't think I want to be on air for this because I feel sweaty.
Lando. Well, there was just something happened before and I don't know what and I'm too nervous and I want to sit back, but I want someone to win.
I just feel like we're getting close as always, but we might not be, but I don't want to do this. I want to go home.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit like this.
Lundo, it's going to be okay. Something happened at 8 o'clock where adjudicators were running around. But that was an incorrect guess, which means we move on.
Correct.
And Kimmy, our executive producer, who guessed the secret sound 2 weeks ago, who is the holder of the clue.
Correct. It's stationary related.
Right. And knows the answer.
I'm beaten down.
You are. Let's see if Nicole from Penrith can't pick us back up. Nicole from Penrith. 86.
Hello.
Hello.
Come on, Nicole.
86 grand. What do you think it is?
I've been thinking about this for so many weeks and I've been trying to get through, so I'm a little bit excited. I think it's ripping two pieces of duct tape apart.
Ooh. Oh, I see what you mean. They're stuck to each other.
They're accidentally stuck and you're trying to separate them.
Can we listen to the sound again, please? Nicole, what a wonderful, wonderful guest.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous for Nicole. I'm just nervous. Nicole, you are
Incorrect.
Nicole. All right. Sorry, Nicole. We go to Crystal in West Pennant Hills.
Crystal. Hello.
Hi, Crystal. Yeah. You know, I've stopped asking people this. I'm going to start again. Yeah, 86 okay. grand, what would you do with the money?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're thinking of having another child, and we want to go overseas as well. Oh, so, yeah, lots Crystal. Of things happening.
You could go business class with 86K.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You could buy Spain. So certainly most of Greece. So here we go. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
I believe that it is the taking off a piece of blue tack from a plain piece of A4 paper.
Specifically A4? Or...
Yeah. What helps? Go.
Specific.
Kim?
Crystal. For
$86,000?
Can you please just say your answer just once again? I need you to lock in your answer.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you're freaking me out. All right, so it is the taking off a piece of blue tack from an A4 piece of paper.
Kim?
Crystal from West Pennant Hills, you are incorrect.
Oh, stop it, Timmy. None of us can take it. None of us can take this.
Okay. Are we going to take one more? Can we handle it? We'll take one more.
Let's do it again.
No, we're taking one more.
I can't handle it.
No, that's it. We're taking one more. Okay, Jessica. Jessica.
Hello.
From Campbelltown. Hey, Jessica.
I've
got to ask the question. $86,000, what would you spend it on?
It's my dad's 60th birthday this week, so I'd definitely buy him something. But, I've got 3 children also, so take them somewhere, take them on a holiday.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
All right, look, here is the sound. 86 grand. Kim's in the studio. She's the adjudicator. What do you think it is?
I think it's when you get the 4 strips of blue tack together and you tear one of the blue tack strips off.
Okay.
So,
Jessica?
Yes?
From Campbelltown. Can you please just say your answer? I want you to lock in your final answer. Just say it once again, please. Nice and clear. Yes. Just lock in your answer.
So please. My answer is when you get 4 strips of blue tack and you tear one of the strips of the blue tack off in the packet. You tear it off.
Can I hear the sound one more time, please? Okay. $86,000. Jessica from Campbelltown. The sound one more time, please. Just one more time your answer.
So when you get the 4 strips of blue tack and you pull one of the strips, you tear one of the strips off the...
Off the other one.
Right, we know it's stationary. Yes. We know it's stationary related from the clue. Have you tried this? Have you gone and tried to do this to sort of replicate the sound?
Yeah, I've tried many a sound. And I've tried that.
How many different things do you reckon you've tried before you got to this answer?
I've tried toilet paper. I've Googled nearly every single thing. I've tried everything. I've sharpened a pencil. I've done everything.
Have you shown it to anybody else? Has someone else been able to validate your claim that this is right?
Yes, my other half is sitting next to me. We've been doing it together.
You've been doing it together.
How many times have you been trying to get through?
I've got through once before, but I've tried 200 plus times.
Wow. That's a lot of money on phone bills.
It is. Yeah, look.
There's an outlay here.
There's been an outlay. Yeah. Let's just hear the sound one more time. Right. Now... So, Jessica, that guess was... Final answer, please.
So when you get 4 strips of blue tack that are stuck together and you tear one of the strips off.
All right. Mm. Someone's going to have to answer this.
So...
I want to know.
$86,000. Strips of blue tack.
This could be life-changing. This could be absolutely life-changing.
It would definitely be life-changing.
Do you agree, Jess?
It's definitely life-changing.
Jessica, Jessica from Campbelltown.
Yes.
Sound one more time, please.
Head, I need to know.
Oh, my fingers.
I can't
so,
sit here
my
forever.
My fingers and my toes are so crossed for you, Jessica.
Jessica from Campbelltown.
Thank you.
You've won $86,000!
Oh! Yes! Congratulations, Jessica! You've guessed the secret sound!
Thank you so much! Thank you so much!
86,000 dollars tax free, baby girl.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
No sorries.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god, I can't. I'm
husband,
shaking.
How's the husband? The husband? Put him on. Put him on.
Give, let's talk. I'll put him on here.
What's his name?
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, what's your name, sir?
Jamie,
your beautiful wife, Jessica, has just won you $86,000.
I know. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. Oh. She's dedicated a lot of time to it.
Aww.
And yeah. we were just driving in the car and we heard the last guess and then we just turned to each other and said, I think it's when you separate the strips of blue tack. And so I said to her, I reckon you're right. And
At
one point, did you think her dedication was crazy? All this time spent talking about the bloody secret sound. Mm. And did you think, come on, doll, and now?
Well, yesterday I had a day off and I reckon I heard that secret sound about 46,000 times.
Well, so you basically got $2 a listen. So
yeah, well, pretty much.
Put Jess back on, buddy. Put Jess back on.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers.
Well done.
Oh my Jessica, goodness, thank you so much.
What are you going to do with that cash? You got $86,000.
I'm going to buy my dad a great 60th birthday present and take the kids somewhere.
Yes, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Hey, now I want you to do this for me. I'm going to play the sound, and you're going to say, "I'm Jessica from Campbelltown," and that sound, and you're going to tell Sydney exactly what that sound is. You ready?
Okay.
Here's the secret sound.
I'm Jessica from Sydney, and the secret sound is tearing a packet of blue tack, tearing a strip of blue tack.
Away from the other thing.
She may just say it 15 times, Jess.
So sorry.
Don't worry.
$86,000. Congratulations to you, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
Stay on the line, Jess. Yay! Thank you to everyone that's been to play. Thank you. I'm so happy.
It went off.
That will change their lives, boys. It will absolutely change their lives. Her kids will never forget this holiday. Mm. She will be telling that story for years and years to come. When she's 90 years old, she'll say, you know what? I won $86,000.
Mm-hmm. After 200 times of trying, deciding to pull over on the side of the road to just give it one shot and boom.
I've been informed that a brand new sound is going to be revealed at 8 a.m. It's not over, baby. We got another secret sound ready to go. Now, I believe we're going to have the video proof that is the sound that is going to be going up in 10 minutes at Today FM's Instagram. So you'll be able to see that there. And Kimmy, our executive producer, who guessed the sound 2.5 weeks ago, you are unburdened with the knowledge.
Thank goodness.
Well done, Kimmy. We thought you were going to crack weeks ago, but you were watertight.
I couldn't. Oh,
all
so
right,
wonderful.
Guys. Thank you so much. Jessica's got that sound, but we've got a new sound, which
this
starts.
Is the best feeling in the world.
Isn't it the best?
No, you wait.
Let's all hug. Do you want to all hug after this?
Yes. All right, let's all hug. Let's go to a break.
I love you guys.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.